This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald double team, drives in, puts the floater up, no good. Bowman got the rebound. He is deep in traffic, up and in, and a foul. Bowman will go to the line to try and complete the three-point play.
Our girls' game is a rematch of Saturday's conference title game, while the guys are meeting up for the first time this season. It's the Stars and the Centurions coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball on Central Nebraska's sports leader, Classic Hits 98.9, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you from Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School as we're into the final week of our doubleheader portion of the regular season in Classes C and D as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Centura Centurions. And tonight, our boys' game will be up first. That's set to tip off here in about 7 minutes. And then the girls' game will follow at approximately 7:45 this evening. And really, on paper, that should be the more competitive game tonight anyway. Centura's boys have struggled this year, and they do have Dylan DeWitt back. They missed him for more than the first half of the year. He was their leading scorer. In fact, I think it was 24 points in the opening game of the year against Wood River, and then he got hurt late in that ball game and sat out until just before the conference tournament, and they've played a little bit better, but they just haven't been able to find the win column, and they've been playing a lot of pretty darn good basketball teams, and they were knocked out in the bunny bracket last week in the Luplat Conference tournament. So they have not played since last Monday. For Kearney Catholic, they had a good showing last week as the fifth seed in the Luplat tournament. They knocked off Loup City in the quarterfinals to assure themselves two more games. They lost to Ravenna in the semifinals, but then came back and beat state-rated St. Paul in the consolation game. And the Kearney Catholic boys have actually moved into the number 10 slot in the C1 rankings in the Omaha World Herald today. So with their record of 12-6 and all six losses to state-rated teams, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out for them. They still have games with Loup City, Adams Central, and Central Catholic. This is a very busy time for the Stars. They will be taking in a lot of basketball here over the next week, and so we'll see how it all plays out. When we have the girls' game, it will be a rematch of Saturday's conference championship where Centura gave Kearney Catholic all they wanted but just didn't have enough depth and ran into some foul trouble, only playing about five kids for the most part and subbing in two girls off the bench. They hung with Kearney Catholic. It was 37-33 at the half. In fact, they led most of the second quarter, and Kearney Catholic pulled away for a 70-57 win in the girls' game. This will be the first meeting of the year between the boys' teams. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We will take a break and come back and look at the starting lineups right after this 1 minute timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dannebrog, and Caro, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. It's time for a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. First off for the visiting Centura Centurions, number 12 is a 6-foot senior, Dylan DeWitt. Number 20 is a 6-foot-2-inch junior, Chase Welty. Number 32 is a 5-foot-10-inch sophomore in Austin Kasperson. Number 33, 6-foot senior, Ian Lemberg. And number 52, 6-foot sophomore, Cameron Aitken. The head coach of the Centurions is George Lytle, assisted by Nate Weaver and Patrick Miller. Centura just 1-13 on the year. For Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 6-foot senior, Jared Reinke. Number 11 is a 5'7 senior, Jacob O'Brien. Number 12 is a 5'7-inch sophomore, Keegan Fitzgerald. Number 25 is a 6'2-inch junior, Drew Butler. And number 34 is a 6'2-inch senior, Matt Bowman. The head coach of the Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Adam Lease, Brendan Lease, Blake Cover, and Caleb Picorni. Record of 12-6 on the season. They are ranked 10th of the state in Class C1. So that's a look at your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. We'll be back after this timeout.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle, PC, CPA.
Well, there are some pretty good basketball games in the area tonight as well. Pretty busy Tuesday with St. Paul traveling over to Ravenna. Hastings Adams Central is taking on Hastings St. Cecilia in a game that many folks are looking forward to listening to and watching tonight. The Hastings Adams Central St. Cecilia game can be heard on 1230 AM KHAS and, of course, can also be brought to you on the World Wide Web. You can go to hastingslink.com, kkpr.com, and you'll be able to find that as well. So it's our first chance to see Chase Welty play for Centura this year. Let's see if he's able to get some things done and get things going here for Centura tonight. He's going to have a pretty nice night if the Centurions are going to be able to hang tonight with the Kearney Catholic Stars. A couple of different tempos in this ball game. Centura's more of a half-court team. Stars are going to press you, and they're going to want to get up and down the floor. Although they only scored 47 against St. Paul, they can handle the basketball, and if you let them get some steals on you and they force turnovers, it's going to be a long night. So we'll find out what happens next. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening tip right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as we're ready to get tonight's Blue Platte Conference doubleheader underway. The boys up first, traveling maroon and white trim for the Centurions. They'll go from right to left. The home white and green trim for the Stars, left to right. Matt Bowman will jump center, and he'll win the opening tip, and the Stars have the basketball. Stars will immediately kind of spread the floor here to see what the Centurions are going to try and do. Centurions from time to time will throw a little junk defense at you, maybe a 3-2 zone, maybe a box and one, and the Stars will go to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the left wing will drive in, kick it into the corner. Drew Butler, a three-pointer to start the game, is up and good. Drew Butler hits the first shot of the ball game, and it's a three-pointer here for the Stars. Stars will put on a little zone trap, ball in the hands of Austin Kasperson. He'll get it up the floor to Dylan DeWitt, across the timeline to Kasperson, down to the baseline, nice pass, and a short jumper is missed that time by Aitken, and the rebound brought down by Bowman. Up the floor come the Stars. It'll be O'Brien pulling up on the left wing. He'll go ahead and fire the three. It's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by the Centurions. Kasperson, they immediately slow it down. And that's where the Stars probably going to have an advantage because now, again, they have to face that pressure. You shouldn't have to face full court pressure off a made basket. And the ball is going to be knocked away from behind here, but out of bounds it goes. Bowman had a chance, but knocked it out of bounds. So the Centurions will take it out on the baseline, and Ian Lemberg to do so. Lemberg, pretty solid ball player for the Centurions. Tries to dump it into DeWitt, and it's tipped away. So we'll go after it again. This time in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. Lemberg looking for somebody to move, and Kasperson will just come take it out towards midcourt. Stars matching up here, trying to pressure the ball. Bounce pass into the lane. A wraparound pass into Aitken. He's double-teamed. Has to get out of the lane and does. Kicks it to DeWitt. He'll pull up from 19, and he'll hit the three-pointer. Three-pointer for Dylan DeWitt. We'll tie this basketball game at three apiece. 6:33 to go here. Well, one signal to three, the other signal to two, so I guess it's going to be a two. And at the other end, Jacob O'Brien will put it up, and it's no good. The rebound brought down by Chase Welty, and let's correct ourselves. Or at least the scoreboard. Now they change it to a three. So it is 3-3. And up the floor with it is Chase Welty. Tries to make that pass off to Aitken, who couldn't handle it. And the ball will be turned over. First turnover of the ball game for the Centurions. And after hitting the first shot of the game, Kearney Catholic hasn't done much here in the last couple of possessions. Jared Reinke will walk the ball up. And it looks like they're going to go ahead and play a little bit here at Centura's pace. Matchup up top, trying to play a little sagging man here against Centura. We'll just not put a conventional defense out there. It's more of a 3-2 zone, trying to get two players on the ball if they can. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at three. O'Brien on the left wing. Skip pass right side is underthrown. That'll be taken away there by Austin Kasperson. Kasperson against the double team in the backcourt. Needs some help. Now makes the outlet pass into the front court to Chase Welty. Welly, one dribble, goes to the high post to Lemberg. Lemberg into the paint, now kicks it out for a three-pointer. It's on the way, and it is in and out. No good that time for Dylan DeWitt, and the rebound will be brought down by Matt Bowman. Up the floor comes Butler. Butler all the way to the baseline. Some contact to Bowman in the lane. Little jump stop, lost the handle. It comes loose, and the rebound to Chase Welty. Outlet pass, they want to run three on two, and Lemberg's going to get underneath and score. And Centura has the lead at 5-3, 3 minutes into the ball game. Kearney Catholic and Jared Reinke bring the ball up the floor right side. Fitzgerald spots up for the three. The shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Welty. Welty wants to run. Reinke reaches in. They let him do that. He steps underneath and scores anyway. Chase Welty makes it 7-3. Centura has scored seven in a row, and this had to be a concern for Coach Don Lease. Maybe a little bit of sluggish start here for the Stars, and that's what it's been as Bowman into the double team, kicks it into the corner. Another three. O'Brien, no good. The Stars settling for nothing but threes right now. And Dylan DeWitt will get the rebound. 7-3 Centurions, and this is what Centura needs. If they get off to a decent start, which hasn't happened all that many times, they hang around and play a lot of competitive ball games. Otherwise, they are out of it by halftime. So we'll see how it pans out as Welty fires a three and hits it in the right-hand corner. Chase Welty knocks down the three, and it's a 7-point Centura lead, 10-3, and Coach Don Lee's going to do some mass substitutions at the next buzzer. Jared Reinke with the ball between the circles. Not much movement over to Fitzgerald. He'll throw up a three. It is no good. And the rebound ripped around, and who's going to get it for a minute? Centura had it. Then Bowman grabbed it, and it looks like a foul going to be called on Centura, which will be our first of the ball game. And it's going to go on Cameron Aitken. Matt Bowman getting his third rebound. But the only starter that remains in the game here for Kearney Catholic is going to be Drew Butler. And the inbounds pass is going to be thrown into Tyson Colling. He shoots a three on the inbounds. No good. Rebound brought down by Chase Welty. Welty will get the ball up the floor to Austin Kasperson. Picks his dribble up. Backside pass and a beauty for a layup. There's Ian Lemberg. Lemberg on a great pass, and it's 12-3 Centura. Up the floor, coast-to-coast, Hoosman cut off, and they'll kick it back out top. Butler, 4-3, it's good. Kearney Catholic has already shot 7 3-pointers here in this first quarter of play, and they've connected on 2 of them, and both of them by Drew Butler. Now pressure in the backcourt, the ball stolen away. The shot is blocked by Chase Welty. It's still Kearney Catholic ball, though, and it ends up in the hands of Butler, who scores. So Drew has all 8 points right now for Kearney Catholic. 12-8 Centura, 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. And then Centura with an outlet pass throws it away. A little miscommunication there between Lemberg and Welty. And checking in for Centura, Zach Roth, a 5'10 junior. And Cameron Aitken will check out of the ball game. So Kearney Catholic ball trying to answer back that big run here by Centura. And here's another three on the way. Butler, and it's in. So maybe this will be a Drew Butler night. He's got all 11 points. And just like that, the Stars get eight in a row from Butler. And it's 12-11 Centura. And they've got Welty trapped in the backcourt. Steps through the double team. And he's going to get a foul called on the Stars, Alex Elise. That'll be the first foul on Alex. First foul on the Stars. Kearney Catholic will take it out in the backcourt yet again. 12-11 Centura, 2:39 to go here in quarter number one. Lemberg will toss it into Kasperson. Kasperson pretty deep in the backcourt, working on Tyson Colling. Squire's going to try and come over and help trap. They'll throw over the top of David to Dylan DeWitt. Cross-court pass. Here's a three-pointer. Welty is going to come up short that time. Rebound brought down by Drew Butler. Butler will bring the ball right down the middle of the floor. Nice bounce pass to Colling. He'll throw it through the paint and kick it back out to Squires. Here's another three-pointer that's off the mark. No good. And nobody gets the loose ball out of bounds to Centura. So the full court pressure will be put on here as the Centurions look to throw it in. And Lemberg will fire it in to Austin Kasperson, who gives it right back to Ian. Ian up ahead. They've got a three-on-two. And trying to make the bounce pass to Zach Roth. The pass is at his toes, and out of bounds it goes. Nothing Zach could do on that. Centura's done pretty good when they break the press. They get that three-on-two. They've made the nice pass into the paint. They've had some short looks. Lemberg's hit a couple. Welty hit one. They still have a one-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Stars move the ball around the perimeter here. Alex Lees for another three. Here's Butler. It's off the mark this time. And the ball comes out long, and David Squires is going to grab it for the Stars. Everybody's outside the three-point arc. So now Colling drives in, draws some contact, and throws it up. And we're going to have a blocking foul on Zach Roth. Be the first foul on Zach, and they're going to give two free throws here to Colling. First free throws of the ball game for either team. All 11 points here for Kearney Catholic have been scored by Drew Butler. He's the only starter on the floor right now for the Stars. Free throw Colling. Short. And back into the ball game, Cameron Aitken. And Roth will check out. Chance to tie the ball game here now for Colling. And the sophomore will put his second free throw on the way and in. So Tyson gets his first point of the ball game. And nine straight here by Kearney Catholic to tie it at 12. Inbounds pass. Colling knocks it away, and it's going to be a steal. The fifth turnover for Centura, picked up by Hoosman. He'll turn and hand it back out to Leith. Lease looks for a seam down the lane, throws it up, and another blocking foul. I think the Stars have got it figured out. They're just going to keep taking it into the paint because they're calling fouls on Centura. And Lease is going to go to the line to shoot two. The foul called on Cameron Aitken will be his second. And Alex Lease will step to the line. 12-12, a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter of play. Alex takes a lot of time, puts the free throw up and in. Checking into the ball game after a very short breather, Zach Roth, because Cameron Aitken just got his second foul, so he's going back to the bench. Coach Lytle doesn't have a very deep team. In fact, he's only got 11 kids total suited up. And now Lees to shoot his second free throw on the way, and it's in. So Alex hits them both. And it's 14-12. Kearney Catholic has regained the lead. Centura with a basketball. They'll get it into Austin Kasperson. And as he dribbles up the side, they try to trap him. He comes to a stop and then a half. And that half is going to cost him a walk. Sixth turnover here for the Centurions. So right now, Centura's not getting any shots off. They're having a hard time crossing midcourt. 14-12 Stars. Again, around the perimeter, they get it into the paint. There's Squires. Squires is actually going to take a shot inside, and it doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Kasperson. That's because Kearney Catholic has shot fewer twos than they have threes here in the first quarter. In the front court, Roth has it. Came out for the help, kicks it back out, and a walk's going to be called. No, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. DeWitt trying to come over and catch the pass, stepped out of bounds in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. And so with exactly a minute to go here in the first quarter, The Stars will get the ball back quickly up to Squires. He's going to be blanketed there by Kasperson. They'll work it left corner, now into the wing. Back up top, Butler, another open three, and another three that Butler hits. He's got four threes here in the first quarter, all four threes that have been made by the Stars, and they are now up 17-12. And at midcourt, trying to trap there, Ian Lemberg. He is going to be fouled. Leeson calling in on the trap, and Tyson Calling will be called for his first personal foul. Second team foul on the Stars. Kearney Catholic, it looked like they were going to be in a little trouble. They came out sluggish. Coach Don Lees made the substitutions, and now they've scored 14 straight, and they're up 17-12. Centura back up top. Now have a chance to get in their half-court set. DeWitt going to run the baseline. The ball is going to stay in the hands of Austin Kasperson. They'll lob it inside. There's Lemberg off the pick. Wide open, and Ian with an easy two. He's got six of the first quarter, and it's 17-14 Stars. 12 seconds remain in the quarter as Butler brings it up, gives it off to Lees. He holds it with eight, about 28 feet away from the hoop. Right side, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Butler comes into the paint, kicks it out. Shot at the buzzer, good if it goes, but it does not for Tyson Calling. And the three-pointer, that is no good, will end the first quarter. So if it wasn't for Drew Butler, it would have been a very tough first quarter for the Stars. But Drew hits 14 points, and at the end of one, Kearney Catholic 17, Centura 14. We're back in a minute.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue at Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
Doug Doodle, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks from Cope Gymnasium, as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As the boys are up first tonight, and we start the second quarter, Centura has the ball. Kearney Catholic has the lead, 17-14. And the Centurions will put it in the hands of Austin Kasperson. He picks his dribble up, needs some help. Zach Roth comes out and takes it. Stars need some more intensity. And again, Don Lease, Drew Butler, the only starter he has out there. You can tell he is going to leave some of those starters down very sluggish in the first quarter. In fact, for Kearney Catholic, Drew Butler, 14 points. The rest of the team, 0 of 11. In the first quarter, and eight of those were three-point attempts. Turnovers, though, have kept Centura from holding on to the lead. They now have eight compared to the Stars with one. Rebound, 7 for Centura, 5 for Kearney Catholic. Three-point shooting, 2 of 4 for Centura, 4 of 12 for Kearney Catholic. And Drew Butler with the ball fake gives it off on the right side to Hoosman. Hoosman takes a couple of dribbles left side, finds Calling baseline. He'll pull up from 14 and hit it. Tyson Calling with the first two-pointer from somebody other than Drew Butler. In fact, that's only the second two-point bucket of the game for Kearney Catholic. And they now are up 19-14. Centura was up 12-3 midway through the first quarter before the Stars, namely Drew Butler, able to finally get something going. Centurions go back door. Underneath again is Chase Welty. He'll come with a little jump hook and score. 7 points for Chase Welty, 6 for Ian Lemberg, and that's what leads Centura 19-16. Long pass to the other end. Calling saves it, kicks it back out on the wing to Squires. Between the circles to Butler, they'll slow it down a little bit. Lease on the right wing. The starter's getting ready to check back in. Alex Lease, a very long three-pointer, no good. Calling tries to save the ball, but out of bounds it goes. So back into the ball game. O'Brien, Reinke, Fitzgerald, and Bowman. And Drew Butler's also going to check out for his first rest of the ball game. So Hoosman, Brian Hoosman, is going to stay on the floor here for the Stars. Centura ball trailing by three, 6.5 to go, first half of play, 19-16. Centurions with the ball, knocked away by Bowman, out of bounds off of Centura. Stars are definitely the quicker team, although Centura has made some nice passes so far here in this first half and got the ball down on the block where you wouldn't expect them to be able to score, but that is exactly what they have done. Lemberg's got six, and he's done it all down low, and now the Stars throw it behind Hoosman, and out of bounds it goes. Second turnover here for Kearney Catholic. Nice crowd on hand here for the boys' game. The girls' game will follow. And, of course, it's been a busy Kearney Catholic because they hosted the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, which we covered last week, with eight games in 3 days. Kearney Catholic girls, Adams Central boys were the champions. And, of course, Kearney Catholic girls beat Centurion, a very competitive championship game. That's next. Here's a three-pointer, Chase Welty. That's going to come up a little short. And the ball is brought down by Matt Bowman. There have been very few offensive rebounds. Outlet pass to Hoosman. Into the corner, Reinke. Drop step, comes to the baseline. He's in traffic. Has to kick it out top to O'Brien. Nice pass underneath. Bowman's there, and he'll score. Matt Bowman with his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 21-16, Kearney Catholic. Centura gets the ball into the front court. Casperson, they've got numbers again if it doesn't get knocked away from behind. Left off for the easy layup, and it's set on a rim and went in for Chase Welty. One of those that just about came to a complete stop on the heel, but it decided that it wanted to fall forward through the hoop. 21-18, skip pass, three-pointer, Fitzgerald. It's an air ball, and it goes right to Hoosman. Nothing you can do about that if you're Centura. You were boxing out for a rebound, and it was an air ball, and Brian Hoosman's able there to clean it up and make it 23-18 with his first bucket. Baseball pass to the other end. They overled Casperson, and he just missed the layup. Casperson had to just throw it up there and couldn't get it to go as the pass was deep. Bowman again in the lane, comes to the two-foot jump stop, and his short jumper will go. Rebound brought down by Lemberg. And it's just kind of dead in here, even for the scoring in the ball game. The crowd is quiet. There doesn't seem to be a lot of talking on the floor, but some nice plays here as Rock comes in. The ball blocked out of bounds by Jacob O'Brien. You can hear the Centura crowd saying, where's the foul? Probably should have called something there. I don't know if he hit him on the arm, but he sure had his hand on his back. So Centura will have to take it out underneath their own hoop. And they'll dish it off here to Chase Welty. On the low block, trying to back in on Hoosman. A turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound brought down by Hoosman. Outlet pass is loose on the floor. Out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. So the Stars with their third turnover. Neither team has called a timeout. Centura was up 7, then Kearney Catholic switched it around, took a 5-point lead. That's what they are at right now, 23-18 Stars, 4:23 to go here in the first half. And a timeout will be taken here by the Centurions. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Don't forget, a lot more sports action coming your way this week here on Classic Hits 98.9. Thursday, we'll be in Minden as the Whippets take on Wood River in high school basketball. It's district wrestling weekend. Saturday, we'll be bringing you the finals from the D3 at Amherst, beginning right around 2 o'clock. Sunday, it's our annual wrestling rally where we talk to area coaches and wrestlers that have qualified for state Sunday afternoon starting at 3. Out of the Centura timeout, Fitzgerald's going to knock the ball away, gets it to Reinke, goes in for the uncontested layup. He put it up too strong, it's no good. And the rebound is brought down by Chase Welty after Bowman missed the tip-in attempt. So Centura gets a break there. Left-hand dribble for DeWitt. Dillon kicks it out right side to Roth. Back into the corner. Long jumper for three is up and in by Ian Lemberg. He's got 9, and it's a two-point game again. 23-21 Stars as Jared Reinke walks the ball up the floor here. Stars just aren't getting up and down the floor like we're used to seeing, especially in the half court as they lob it to Bowman. Double-teamed, has to kick it back out. They'll set up for another three. Corner Fitzgerald all the way around and out, no good. Bowman's able to out-battle everybody for the rebound. And then kick it out to Fitzgerald, who drives one-hand floater, is going to sit on the rim, no good, but they're going to call a foul on Centura, a blocking foul. And Coach George Lytle saying, my kid was doing a good job of playing defense. Ian Lemberg with his first personal foul, fourth team foul on the Centurion. So Keegan Fitzgerald to the line to shoot two. Stars were 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the first quarter. Centura has yet to attempt a free throw. And the shot is up and in. A couple of reasons. they're either turning it over, making a three, or their shots in the paint are so uncontested there's nobody close enough to foul them for the most part. They've made some very nice screens, had some open kids. Second free throw up and in as well for Fitzgerald. Only two fouls have been called on the Stars. 25-21 is your score. Stars lead it by four. Up the floor, Welty gets it out on the wing. He's got DeWitt to the baseline, throws up a wild shot. He wanted to pass it. There was nobody to pass it to. Rebound Bowman. Outlet pass Reinke. Reinke brings it in. Contact and a blocking foul. Zach Roth was a little too late getting there. And that'll be his second personal foul. And Jared will go to the line to shoot two. Jared actually came out and shot the ball a little bit in the consolation game on Saturday and picked up 11 points in that ball game, including a couple of threes. But he's not shooting the ball tonight or attempting to shoot the ball tonight like he did on Saturday. But he'll get a couple of free throws here, try to extend the Kearney Catholic lead. And the first one is on the way, and it is short, no good. 25-21, Kearney Catholic, 3:14 to go here in the first quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you at Cope Gymnasium. Boys first, girls will play second tonight. And Reinke will hit his second free throw and now check out of the basketball game. And checking into the game will be Tyson Colling. Looks like maybe he lit on his elbow down there, and they're checking that out as they bring Reinke out of the ballgame, see if he's okay. Up the floor with it is Chase Welty, and a blocking foul. A little too much hands there for Kearney Catholic. And the foul's going to be called on Drew Butler. Butler, who had 14 of his team's 17 points in the first quarter, but has not scored here in the second. Centura ball on the side, front court. They'll go with the short pass to Chase Welty. Try to shove it inside to Roth. Little push. It ends up in Lemberg's hands, and he'll go right underneath and score. Stars tipped it away, but Ian Lemberg was able to yank it away from everybody else, and now he has 11 points to lead the Centurions. 26-23, Drew Butler, long three, and it's good. The fifth three of the ball game for Drew Butler. He has been the story so far tonight for the Kearney Catholic offense. 29-23, Stars with the lead. Up the floor trying to break the press. Long pass to Dylan DeWitt. Picks his dribble up, needs to find the trailer. Instead, he'll go to the baseline, and there's Lemberg. Lemberg into the double team, out to Roth at the free throw line. Shot is short, and the rebound comes down to Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will push the ball up the floor, stop the top of the key, shoot the three-pointer. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and what are we going to get? Picked up by O'Brien, out to Fitzgerald, to Butler. Butler with another three. He's the only one to hit a three in the ball game, and he's got six of them and 20 points here for Kearney Catholic, and the lead is now up to nine, 32-23. Roth with it out on the right wing. Centurions trying to stay close at halftime. They don't want to waste what has been a pretty good first half, and they give it off on the pick to DeWitt. The feet get tangled up. He goes to the ground. The ball is turned over. Here comes Butler for Kearney Catholic. Now the Stars are running underneath the Bowman. Bowman is fouled. The shot no good. The foul on Zach Roth is third. So two free throws coming up here for Kearney Catholic. And Bowman to shoot two. This will be his first trip to the line. He has just one bucket in the basketball game. 1:39 to go before half. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Bowman now to shoot two. And the first one is up and good. Kearney Catholic will now utilize the bench again. David Squires, Alex Leese, and Jared Reinke is going to come back into the game. You can tell he smacked his elbow there pretty good. And the second free throw now coming up for Bowman. And Matt will finally let this one fly, and it's going to be too strong. The rebound brought down by Chase Welty. He's got six to lead the way for the Centurions. But the lead is now setting at 10. It is a 10-2 run here by the Stars. 33-23, your score. Centurions with the basketball. A lot of pressure on Reinke. The pass knocked away. Kasperson tried to get inside, but it's picked up that time by Grady Lamphere, who just checked into the basketball game. Out for a three. It's going to be no good by DeWitt. And we've got a pushing foul underneath, and it looks like it's going to be called on Kearney Catholic trying to clear some folks out. Jared Reinke, his first personal foul. And it will be Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Minute 12 to go in the half. Lindbergh will lob it in, and he overthrew Welty, and it's stolen away by Alex Lease. Lease up the floor to Butler. Butler coast to coast, lays it up off the glass and scores. 22 in the first half for Drew Butler, and it's 35-23. Kearney Catholic pulling away here in the last minute and a half. Up the floor with it for the Centurions. They'll swing it with a skip pass to DeWitt on the baseline. Welty went right around Squires and scored. Nice move by Chase Welty. He's got 11, and it's 35-25. The Stars have the ball with just 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Kearney Catholic looks like they're actually going to pull the ball out and play for the last shot. As they just hold the ball on the hips, Centura's going to be more than happy to let them do that. You're listening to high school basketball, Lou Platt Conference style on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dana Brog and Bolas, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Stars continue to hold the ball. We're down to 10 seconds. And now they're ready to get into the offense. Up top, Reinke comes to the right side. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. He'll kick it out to Butler. Butler's going to have to throw up an off-balance runner that's in and out, no good. And good defense by Centura. The Stars did not get a good shot. So, a 12-4 run to end the half gives Centura a 10-point, or excuse me, gives Kearney Catholic a 10-point lead over the visiting Centurions in our boys' game, which starts off tonight's doubleheader. At the half, Kearney Catholic 35, Centura 25, and we will be back with a look at your first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in 1 minute.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium on this Tuesday night for high school basketball. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, boys game, Kearney Catholic 35 and Centura 25. It was close until the last 2 minutes. A little, as we said before the break, a 12-4 run there to give Kearney Catholic the lead, but Centura was up early in this game. After the Stars hit the opening three, Centura scored 12 in a row to go up 12-3 and had a 9-point lead. But then Kearney Catholic answered with the next 14 to take the lead back at 17-12 and have kept the lead since then and right now lead it by a score of 35-25. They're having a little bit of parents' night tonight for the Lucky Stars dance team, and so it looks like our halftime will be extended a little bit here in the boys' game. The girls' game will come up next, and we're hoping for a game that can match what we saw Saturday in the championship between the Centura Lady Centurions, who had their 8-game winning streak snapped in that contest by Kearney Catholic. It was 70-57, but Kearney Catholic, who was up 25-18 after one, saw Centura score 14 straight to go up by 8 in the second quarter. Then Kearney Catholic put a run together, and they were up 37-33 at the half. The story was Kearney Catholic outscored Centura 16-5 in the third quarter, and that's when Courtney Aiken and Amanda Bonzinski were in foul trouble with 4 each. Lene Lytle ended up getting 4, and they played most of that fourth quarter with 4 fouls and really couldn't get anybody's way when they drove into the paint, and Kearney Catholic got some easy buckets to hold on to the lead and win it, and they're now 18-1 on the season, while Centura, who started 3-6, is now 11-7 on the year. Don't forget, as well, more basketball this week. Kearney High heads to Lincoln Southwest on Friday. We'll have that doubleheader for you starting at 5:45 on ESPN 1460. Tomorrow night, college men's basketball, Duke, North Carolina on ESPN Radio, tipping off at 8. Plus, we'll have the Husker women's basketball game at Kansas tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Again, here at the half, it's Kearney Catholic 35, Centura 25, our boys' halftime. And we'll be back with the numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in 1 minute.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Honey, hurry, we need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Carroll offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Carroll.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back to High School Sports here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's take a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for the Centura Centurions, they've only had three players score here in the first half. And scoring has been a problem throughout the year for Centura, although with Chase Welty back, they have been putting a few more points on the board outside of the last game against Ord, but able to average more than the 36-38 that they were doing the first 10 games of the year. And so that's where we see them with a nice 25 points here above average at halftime. Dylan DeWitt hit a three-pointer. That's his total, one rebound. Chase Welty, 11 points, six rebounds, one block. Austin Kasperson, two rebounds, and Ian Lemberg, 11 points, one rebound. Centura, seven rebounds in the first quarter, three in the second. They have not attempted a free throw here in the first half. Three-point shooting, two of four in the first quarter, and one of three in the second quarter. Turnovers for Centura, seven in the first quarter, and five in the second. Foul situation, Zach Roth has three, Cameron Aitken has two, so some foul problems down on the post. 14 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter, and at the half, the Centurions have 25 points, 10 rebounds. They have not attempted a free throw, 3 of 7 from three-point land, one block shot, and 12 turnovers for the Centurions. We'll take a break and look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this timeout.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Our score update from our friends in Ravenna. After one quarter, the Ravenna girls leading St. Paul 14-8. Here's a look at our first half numbers for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Jared Reinke, 1 point. Jacob O'Brien, one rebound, one block. Keegan Fitzgerald, 2 points on a pair of free throws. He's got two rebounds. Tyson Colling, 3 points. Brian Hoosman, 2 points, two rebounds. David Squires has a rebound. Alex Leach, 2 points on two free throws. Matt Bowman has 3 points here in the first half and a game-high seven rebounds. And the story is Drew Butler. He has hit six threes. All the threes Kearney Catholic has made, Drew Butler has hit. He's got 22 points and one rebound here at the half. Five rebounds in the first quarter, nine in the second for the Stars. Free throw shooting, three of four in the first quarter and four of six in the second quarter. Three-point shooting, 4 of 12 in the first quarter, 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 1 in the first, 2 in the second. Fouls, not a problem. Nobody has more than one. Kearney Catholic had 17 points in the first quarter. 14 of those were Drew Butler's. They had 18 points in the second quarter. And at the half, 35 points, 14 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, 6 of 18 from three-point land, one block shot, and 3 turnovers. At the half, Kearney Catholic leading Centura 35-25. But Kearney Catholic has 10 more shots here in the first half, of course, resulting in the 9 more turnovers. That easily plays out there. The rebounds, 4 more for Kearney Catholic, so they're getting more shots. But the Stars, 11 out of 31, shooting just 35%. But the big story is Drew Butler is 8 of 10. If your name's not Drew Butler, then you're 3 of 21 for the rest of the team here for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars, although Drew's having a nice night, they need some help elsewhere here, especially with the schedule that they've got coming up. For the Centurions, they are 11 out of 21. They are shooting 52% here in the first half of play. So the Stars have shot 18 three-pointers and 13 two-point buckets here in the first half. Centura has shot 7 three-point buckets and 14 two-point buckets here in the first half. Kearney Catholic 35 and Centura 25. Don't forget the girls' game is coming up next on Saturday. It was a big night for Katie Sokolowski. She poured in 33 points, but Becky Squires had a nice night with 11 points and 9 rebounds, and one of the reasons that Centura's post players got into some foul trouble. Abby Suntek worked so hard in that game and had 17 in the first half, ended up with 24 total points in the ball game. Lene Lytle had 10.7 rebounds, and Courtney Aiken, the sensational sophomore, 9 points, 15 rebounds in that contest. And Centura was able to run the whole first half with Kearney Catholic, but then the fouls and fatigue when you're playing just 5-6 girls ran them down. So we'll see if Coach Mettenbrink stays with the same philosophy tonight. As we've said so many times, when Kearney Catholic and Centura end up playing in the conference, and a lot of times it's been in the championship, it's been 3 or 4 years, but they always come back and play that Tuesday. This has been the schedule for 15 years, and that Tuesday game never really seems to live up to the billing. It's always lower scoring than the game on Saturday, and we'll see if that's the case again tonight. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. At the half, Kearney Catholic's boys leading Centura 35-25. The second half comes your way in a minute.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Mel's Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, an update from the UNK Health and Sports Center. Shadron State in town tonight, and at the half, women's Shadron State 35 and UNK 29. That is at the half over at the Health and Sports Center. Right now, Kearney Catholic will inbound the ball to start the third quarter in our boys' game. The Stars leading it by 10, 35 to 25 as we start the second half. Centura is going to come out and play. It looks like a little 1-3-1, trying to throw through the backside of the zone. The ball is deflected and picked up there by Cameron Aiken, and Kearney Catholic with just their fourth turnover so far here in the ball game. Up the floor, Fitzgerald tries to take it away there from Austin Casperson. Can't get the job done, but Drew Butler will steal away the pass. Up the floor he comes, draws contact, throws it up, and a charge going to be called on Butler. Butler just took it in too far, and Drew going to be called for the charge. That'll be his second foul, and Centura will get the ball back. That was the call the Centurions were looking for most of the first half, so they'll get it to start the second half. Up the floor with it against pressure is Chase Welty, and trying to get it over to Ian Lemberg, throws it behind him and out of bounds. So two possessions, two turnovers to start the second half here for Centura. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9, and to all the fine folks out there on the web at kkpr.com, thanks for joining us, and as always, thanks to our many fine sponsors. As Kearney Catholic will get it down low, Matt Bowman is real deep on the paint, and he'll be able to turn it over the rim and score. Man, he was way in there. That was an easy, easy shot, and now a foul call on Kearney Catholic with the pressure. Jacob O'Brien with his first personal foul. A couple of quick fouls here in the third quarter for Centura. And it looks like the basketball went over and found itself some nachos. So they're going to have to clean the cheese off the ball, maybe even find a backup ball or whatever was on that basketball. Odds we see a weird shot here. Who knows? It's Centura ball as we come back to action. The inbounds pass knocked away by Keegan Fitzgerald. It goes out of bounds. Centura will have to try it again, but they're going the wrong way. They're closer to their baseline now than they were. And Lemberg to throw it in. Not moving real far. Now finally they get loose. Good head fake there by Kasperson. Got him a little room. And Austin in the backcourt working one-on-one. Picks that dribble up. Now needs some help. He'll take a step through and fire it off to Welty in the front court. Double team on Chase. Chase with a left-hand dribble. He's got the pick. He brings it all the way into the paint. Takes a little four-footer, and it rattles home. Nice job by Welty once he's able to rub his man off that screen. He took it right in and scored. 37-27 Stars. 6.5 to go here in quarter number three. Again, Reinke in no hurry at all to bring that ball across the timeline. He'll make the pass up ahead to Fitzgerald, skips it over to the right side of the key. O'Brien, one dribble, got it caught on his hip. Luckily, Wally was in the air, able to push it out to Reinke. So they'll reset it here. Stars looking for a cutter, nothing there. Into the corner to Fitzgerald on the right side. Back up top, Bowman will come and take it. Matt holds the ball way out on top. Goes to Reinke, right side. Up top, Butler. He's hit six threes. He looks at it again. Right side, Fitzgerald. He'll fire. Still not able to hit the three. And then Fitzgerald with the foul trying to get it back from Austin Kasperson. We about tackled Austin. And Kearney Catholic continues to struggle from the field here in this ballgame. They have not been shooting the ball well as of late. The foul on Fitzgerald will be his first personal foul. And up the floor comes Centura. They shot only 32% in the win against St. Paul on Saturday. As driving into the lane, Kasperson knocked away. It's blocked and taken out of there by Drew Butler, and then a foul to compound it on Centura. So Butler with the block, and the foul called on the Centurions will be there first of the half, and it's going to go on Austin Kasperson, his first of the game. 5:35 to go here, third quarter, as Reinke will bring it across the timeline, left side against the zone, back between the circles, Fitzgerald. He'll penetrate, dish in the corner, Butler for three. That one will not go. Long rebound comes out to Reinke. He spins in the paint, puts it up, no good, and out of bounds it goes. It's going to stay with Kearney Catholic. Matt Bowman in there battling with Cameron Aitken and Ian Lemberg. Stars will look to throw it in Reinke. He'll go reverse to O'Brien. Up top, Butler fakes the three, comes down the lane. Contact, ball comes loose, no call. It goes to Jared Reinke, and thought he saw a teammate, but all he saw was the guys on his bench, and the bounce pass is going to go out of bounds. Each team with 2 points here so far in the third quarter, 37-27 Stars, 5:20 to go in quarter number three. High school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 as the ball comes into play. They'll find Kasperson, right-hand corner, 14-footer good. Austin Kasperson with his first bucket and just the fourth Centurion to score in the game, 37-29. As Reinke dribbles it off his knee, got it back. He'll lob it into the right-hand corner, O'Brien. O'Brien kicks it to Bowman. He's open off the glass and in, and a foul to go along with it. Matt Bowman a chance at a three-point play. Good ball movement that time by the Stars. After Centura thought they had made the steal, Kearney Catholic had numbers and took it to their advantage. Bowman is one of two at the line so far in the ball game. The foul on Dylan DeWitt is his first. Bowman now to put the free throw on the way. It's going to be off the back of the iron and through. Bowman has all 5 points here in the second half for Kearney Catholic. They lead it 40-29 with 4:50 to go here, third quarter. And Casperson in the backcourt, double team. Reinke jumps on top. Ball still alive, gives it to DeWitt. DeWitt does not get across the timeline. A 10-second call on the Centurion. That'll be the 15th turnover here for Centura. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball back at midcourt. Jacob O'Brien to throw it in. He'll go to Reinke. Reinke brings it across the timeline. Between the circle, takes his man off the dribble. Floater down the lane, but it won't go. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by DeWitt. That's his second. Dillon will give it off to Casperson. Casperson double-teamed to the backcourt. Makes a long pass and overthrows Welty, but Lemberg picks it up. Underneath, they get it to Aitken. And a whistle for a foul on the Stars. It's going to be on Jared Reinke. His second personal foul, third team foul. And the Centurions will get the ball underneath. It'll be Lemberg to throw it in. Everybody stacks the lane right side. Quick toss to Casperson. Casperson just kind of standing in one spot now. Decides to put the ball on the floor, but still on the wing. Now drives the baseline. Double team. Throws through the paint to Welty, who gives it right back to Lemberg. His four-footer off the glass and in. Good ball movement that time by Centura. Welty the assist, and Lemberg now with 13 points. 40-31, Stars, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Bowman up top, little drop step, works his way into the paint. Now kicks it out, Fitzgerald for the three, and he hits it. Keegan Fitzgerald finally hits a three-pointer, and it's 43-31, and now Centura throws it away in the front court. Bowman has it. He'll dish it off to Butler. Butler left side of the lane, got fouled. He'll scoop it up and in, and a chance for a quick six here for Kearney Catholic. The foul is on Lemberg, his second. And Centura may need a timeout. It looks like that's exactly what Coach George Lytle is going to do. Drew Butler just picked up his 24th point of the ball game, and he'll have a chance for number 25 when we come back. 3:42 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 45, Centura 31. We're back in a minute.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic. Glad to have you along with us as Drew Butler is at the free throw line after the Centura timeout, trying to complete the three-point play. And Drew will put the free throw up and in. And checking into the ball game will be Alex Leese, 46-31. The largest lead of the game, and a baseball pass to break the pressure, and it's going to be a wide-open layup that is missed at the other end, and then a foul over the back trying to get the rebound. Hoosman got the rebound, and the foul is going to be on Cameron Aitken. That'll be his third personal foul. Boy, Centura got exactly what they wanted, and they just missed the layup that time. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. Tyson Colling is in there along with Fitzgerald, Alex Leese, Hoosman, and David Squires. Fitzgerald, 360, got into the paint, looked for somebody, found Squires. Squires goes right side to Hoosman, down to the corner to Colling. Colling gives it back to Leese. Leese dribbles into the double team, right baseline, outlet pass deflected, but Squires has it, tries to force it in the paint. Stars still have it. Fitzgerald for another three, and he hit it. Back-to-back threes for Keegan Fitzgerald. And it's now 49-31, and the Stars now starting to pull away. They lead it by 18. Centura into the front court, goes high post. They'll give it to Aitken. Aitken underneath to Welty. Welty on the shot, fouled. And a pair of free throws coming up for Chase. These will be the first free throws of the entire game for Centura. And the foul is going to be on Alex Leese, his second. And Chase Welty to shoot two. Chase will take his time at the line. and put it up and be short. Checking into the ball game, Zach Roth for the Centurions. And checking out will be Dylan DeWitt. After tonight, Kearney Catholic will be at Loup City Thursday. They play in the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday against Adams Central. All the games from the Heartland Hoops Classic can be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550, starting with the Wood River SEM game at 9:30 in the morning. Welty's second free throw is up and in, and he's now got 14 points. 13 for Lemberg. That's the majority of the 32 right now for Centura. At the other end, good hustle by Austin Kasperson. Just about got the steal, instead knocked it into the band. And then Kearney Catholic has a makeup game next Monday at Grand Island Central Catholic. Inbounds pass, the Stars overthrow it. Run down by Squires. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Centura. 2:50 to go, and Kearney Catholic will be back on defense. After tonight for Centura, they've still got quite a few games as well. They host Loup City Friday, Sandy Creek Saturday, and then they end up with Hastings St. Cecilia, which will not be a picnic. And a foul on the inbound. They got it into the high post to Ian Lemberg, and he's going to be fouled by Alex Lease, his third. That is the sixth team foul on the Stars, and Centura underneath their own hoop. Down 49-32, 2:45 to go. The outlet pass, Fitzgerald saw it coming. He gets the steal one-on-one the other way. They call a foul. The shot is up, and it is in. The foul on Austin Kasperson, and Fitzgerald had plenty of time to regroup after the minor contact there and put it up and get that layup to go. And 8 1/4 now for Fitzgerald, who was pretty cold in the first half when it was all Drew Butler. Drew had 22 in the first half, if you're just joining us. Fitzgerald now puts the free throw up and in. He's got 9 in the quarter, 11 in the ball game, and the Stars are up by 20 at 52-32. Full court pressure on into Kasperson. Kasperson stolen away by Fitzgerald. He'll go in for the short jumper and score again. So it took a while, but the Stars are now pulling away here from the Centurions as they'll break the press and get it to Roth. His jumper's going to circle around and go. So a nice bucket there for Zach Roth, which snaps a long, long offensive drought. Stars are in the run mode. Fitzgerald gets it up the floor, hits the trailer. That Squires into the paint. He's fouled as he's raked across the arm. And the foul will be called on Cameron Aitken. That'll be the fourth on Aitken. And at the line to shoot two will be David Squires, who has yet to score in the ball game tonight. Actually hasn't shot the ball very much tonight either. And so the first of two free throws on the way and in. First point for Squires. Into the ball game now for Centura will be Dylan DeWitt returns, and now Benrock will come in. Just a freshman at 5'7". Only a couple of seniors on this Centura team, Lemberg and DeWitt, though. Second free throw, Squires, rattles in and out, no good. And Lemberg will pull down the rebound. Just his second of the ball game. And he'll hand it off to Ben Roth. Outlet pass in the front court. Chase Welty wants to take his man to the hoop. Good crossover. Takes it in and scores. Nice move by Chase Welty, the team's leading scorer. And it's 55-36 Stars by 19. Just under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic has scored 20 points already in the quarter. Here's Fitzgerald attacking the hoop again. This time it won't go. Ball ends up in Colling's hands, and he's fouled. Tyson Colling will go to the line and shoot two. The foul's on Chase Welty. That'll be his first of the ball game. And at the line to shoot two, Tyson Colling. Tyson, 1 for 2 at the line. He's got 3 points so far in the ball game. And the first one for the sophomore is going to be short. Kearney Catholic not exactly killing him at the free throw line. Out of 17 free throws, they have made 11. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney Dannebrog, Carroll and Bolas, classic hits, 98-9. Second free throw, also short. Rebound brought down by Chase Welty. First of the half, seventh of the game. Trapping in the backcourt, Kasperson, but he gets it ahead to Welty. Welty knocked away from behind by Lease into the hands of Squires at a turnover. Number 7 of the quarter, 19 of the game for Centura. That's the difference, only 6 for Kearney Catholic. Here's a long three, Fitzgerald. No, and then they call a foul on box it out. And I think they're going to call it after the shot, so it'll be just a 1-1. The foul is on Austin Kasperson. So a miss on the three-pointer. but Fitzgerald will get to go to the line and shoot the 1-1. So the first free throw by Keegan is up and in. Huge quarter here for Keegan Fitzgerald as he has scored 12 points. So Drew Butler was doing all the score to the first quarter, and after Matt Bowman got the first five of the quarter, Fitzgerald has taken over and he hits another free throw. So the sophomore, after a real cold first half for everybody on the Kearney Catholic team outside of Drew Butler, the team went 3 for 21. Butler was 8 of 10. The rest of the team was 3 of 21 from the field. 57-36, pressure in the backcourt. Centura's got timeouts, and they will use one here. So with 1:19 to go in the third quarter of play, it is Kearney Catholic 57 and Centura 36. And timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, May, and Kostler & Cottle. PC CPA.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And after the Centura timeout, they'll have two remaining with a minute 12 to go here in quarter number three. And we've got a hand check foul called on the Stars. Tyson calling. That'll be his second. And unfortunately, we're already in the 1-1 for both teams with still a minute to go in the third quarter of play. And Ben Roth will go to the line for his first shot attempt of the night. And the free throw is on the way and in. Girls score update at the half. Ravenna 35, St. Paul 26. Action going on up in Ravenna tonight in other Lou Platt basketball. Ross second free throw clanks off the front of the rim, no good. David Squires has the rebound. And another foul called on the Stars here. They're going to call him for a push-off, trying to find some room underneath. Nobody was quite sure what the call was going to be. And it's going to be an offensive foul on Kearney Catholic. So Centura gets the ball underneath their own hoop, and they'll throw it out top to Ben Roth. Roth comes to the right side, couple of dribbles, now goes back door, but it's well covered. The ball deflected and taken out of there by Tyson Calling. Calling up the floor, trying to give it off to Squires. Squires now kicks it back out. Fitzgerald, catch and shoot three, good. Egan Fitzgerald using it all up here in quarter number three. The Stars with 25 points in the quarter. At the other end, the pass to Zach Roth. He'll pull up at the baseline. 10-footer, no good. Rebound being fought for. Wealthy has it underneath. The shot in traffic won't go. We've got a fight for the loose ball, and a foul going to be called. Alex Lease had the basketball. And the foul is going to be called on Centura's Dylan DeWitt, his second. And so we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. Also in the ballgame, Seth Littlemeyer for Centura. Seeing his first action here in the last minute of quarter number three. And the first free throw for Alex Leith. He must have read a book or looked at a video or something because he's changed his free throw style here lately. And he'll put the first one up, and this one will dance around no good. The rebound will be tipped into the hands of Littlemeyer. So Seth will give it off on the left wing to Chase Welty. Welty up the floor into the corner. Three-pointer is on the way and good for Dylan DeWitt. DeWitt knocks down his second three of the ball game, and it is 60-40 with 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Fitzgerald lost the handle on the basketball, and Centura will run it down. Zach Roth picks it up, now needs some help. Takes a dribble and fires it into the front court. He's got Welty, tried to make an extra pass. The ball deflected and thrown away. Chase probably had the open lane, but tried to make the pass. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Fitzgerald dribbles it off his foot, throws up a desperation three, and it is no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic outscores Centura 25-15 in the third. And after three, it's Kearney Catholic 60, Centura 40 on KKPR.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurions.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And we are back here at Cope Gymnasium where it is time to go to the fourth quarter. And Kearney Catholic gets the ball up by 20 at 60-40. Huge quarter for Keegan Fitzgerald. He hit 16 points that quarter. He's got 18. Drew Butler has 25 for the Stars. Chase Welty, 16. Ian Lemberg, 13 for the Centurions. Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Creighton Pierce starts the fourth quarter here. Tries to lob it into Bowman. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Ian Lemberg. And stays with Kearney Catholic. Again, the girls' game will follow. They just switched them around tonight. And that'll start sometime between 7:45 and 8 o'clock. The boys' game got started a little late, going a little long. And a foul going to be called now on Centura. And Austin Kasperson, they're going to say, must have grabbed him up top. And that is the ninth foul of the half on Centura. Eight have been called on Kearney Catholic, so Jared Reinke will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. He's got just 1 point so far in the ball game. And he will put the free throw up and in. Well, if we're not careful, this could turn into a real long fourth quarter with all the fouls. And Centura not that deep, so we may see a lot of kids coming off the bench. Second free throw for Reinke on the way, and it's good. So Jared hits them both, and it is 62-40. Kearney Catholic leading it by 22. Just gradually extending the lead, and for the way the third quarter started, which was not very quickly offensively, Kearney Catholic exploded. There's a nice pass by Welty down to Lemberg. Underneath the hoop, he'll lay it up and in. 15 for Ian. Those two seem to be moving the ball pretty well, and overall, Centura, the offense for them has to be fairly pleasing for Coach Lytle because this is above par, but their defense just hasn't been able to slow down all the three-pointers as O'Brien drives and throws up a one-hander and scores, and for all the shots that Kearney Catholic missed the first two and a half quarters, they have been red hot here over the last 6 minutes. 64-42, Stars with the lead. Looking for their 13th win of the year. And Centura not playing much like a team with just the one win, but they are playing strong and they're playing hard. And Welty gets inside, but it rolls off the rim, no good. Matt Bowman, first rebound of the half, eighth of the game. Up ahead, Reinke. Reinke comes into the lane, runs into Ryan Hanasek, lost the ball, picked up by Bowman. Bowman will now put it up and draw the foul. The foul will be on Ian Lemberg, his third. So four on Aitken, four on Kasperson, three on Lemberg. For Kearney Catholic, three on Lease, and a host of folks with two. Matt Bowman at the line to shoot two. He's two of three, and he has got 8 points in the ball game. And the first one is up and in. 65-42, Kearney Catholic. Back into the ball game will be Cameron Aitken. Second free throw now on the way for Bowman, and that one is good as well. So the Stars settling down at the line here, and it's 66-42. Kearney Catholic back on defense, and Centura walks it up a little slower this time. Swing it over left side to Dylan DeWitt. Throws over the pressure to Welty. Back out Kasperson for the three. It's up and in. Austin Kasperson hits the three-pointer. Centura is 5 of 9 from beyond the arc. Kearney Catholic so far in the ball game, 9 of 23. At the other end, the shot is up and in by Jacob O'Brien. And O'Brien with Two buckets here in the fourth quarter, 68-45. So the Stars finding their shooting touch here in the second half. And Centura will bring the ball up the floor. Skip pass left side. Here's another three for DeWitt, but that one is going to be well short. And it will be turned over to Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you and then get you ready for the girls' game, a rematch of the conference championship Saturday between Kearney Catholic and Centura. Centura trying to slap on some pressure here, and as they go for the steal, Ian Lemberg pushes off and is called for the foul. And Lemberg definitely ran up his shoulder that time and will come to the other end and shoot two. And it's Bowman again. Matt now with 10 points, three Kearney Catholic players in double figures. Butler with 25, Fitzgerald with 18, and Bowman now with 10. And the free throw is no good. Kearney Catholic has Creighton Pierce, Jared Reinke, Matt Bowman, Drew Butler, and Jacob O'Brien on the floor. For Centura, we'll set it here in just a moment as Bowman gets ready to shoot his second free throw, and that one is good. So 11 points now for Matt, 69-45. Austin Kasperson, Ian Lemberg, Dylan DeWitt, Chase Welty, and Cameron Aitken, the five on the floor here. The original five for Centura. Try the pick and roll, try to get it inside to Aitken. The ball is tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Centurions. I have them for 22 turnovers here in the ball game, including nine in the third quarter. Baseball pass for the Stars to try and break some pressure down to Bowman. He catches, he dribbles, he shoots, he misses. He gets his rebound still in the paint, forces it up. He misses again, got his rebound again, up and in, and another foul. And Bowman now a chance for a three-point play. The foul is going to be on Cameron Aitken, and he has fouled out of the basketball game. So our first casualty is going to be Cameron Aitken, who did not score in the basketball game tonight. And for Cameron, the sophomore comes to the bench. And Kearney Catholic coach Don Lee's going to start clearing his bench a little deeper. Zach Roth returns for Centura. Here comes Abe Clinch into the ball game, along with Brian Hoosman. And I think that must be Brett James who has checked in. Not on our varsity roster, but let's go with Brett James as number 15. And if that's wrong, I apologize. At the line, Bowman to try and complete the three-point play. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Ian Lemberg. 5:20 to go in the ball game. Kearney Catholic now off to a comfortable 71-45 lead. Ben Roth in the game. They give it to Zach. He attacks the baseline. Another foul. And there's no doubt it was definitely a foul. The last couple three have been. But now we'll have to see if the younger kids can maintain some discipline here, as Alex Lease has called for his fourth personal. And at the line to shoot two, Zach Roth. First free throw of the ball game for Zach. And he'll put this one up and in. 3 points for Zach. Into the ball game is going to be Robbie Yoakum for the Stars. So Hoosman, James, Squires, Clinch, and Yoakum. And the second free throw now coming up for Roth is on the way. That's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to David Squires. Also in the ballgame, Grady Lampier for the Centurions, as Kearney Catholic facing some pressure. We'll get it across the timeline. Squires behind the back. Nice move to get into the front court. Off to Yoakum. Baseline jumper from 12. No good. Offensive rebound, Hoosman. He's in traffic, and he lost the handle. They'll call him for a travel. First turnover of the fourth quarter for the Stars. Only eight in the ballgame tonight for Kearney Catholic. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Duda with you from Cope Coliseum here on the Kearney Catholic campus. Some Blue Plat basketball as Lampier has it at the top of the circle, swings it right side to Zach Roth. Off the pick, he'll go left side to Lemberg. To Roth, this time it's Ben. Nice bounce pass through the double team. He'll get it into Ian Lemberg, who will lay it up and score. And a timeout going to be called here by Centura after the made bucket. With 4:34 to go in our basketball game, it is Kearney Catholic 71, Centura 48. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You got a GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Glad to be back with you out of the Centura timeout after the made bucket. Kearney Catholic has the basketball. A lot of second-teamers in there with 4.5 to go. Into the front court, Yoakum way on the left side. Moves off the pick to the right side, looking for the pick and roll, but Squires is covered on a good switch by Lemberg. Yoakum gives it left side to Hoosman down the lane. He'll flip it up over his head and score. Second bucket for Brian Hoosman. 73-48, Kearney Catholic. It was a 10-point game at the half, and in fact, it was a 2-point game with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. But since then, all Kearney Catholic in here. Yoakum picks up a loose ball. Two-on-one the other way. Nice dish off to the trailer. Squires, who lays it up and in. Obviously, Yoakum wanted a chance to get the scorebook there, but he made the right play, gave it off to Squires for his first bucket, and the Stars will be back on defense, and there's plenty of time for everybody to get a shot here. 3:40 to go. Roth down to Lemberg against the double team. Oh, nice spin into the lane. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound. Put up Lamphere. No good. Hoosman will get the rebound, and we will have a whistle. The ball go out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. More substitutions into the ball game. Creighton Pierce back in. Alex Lease is in there. For Centura, looks like Chase Welty is going to get a couple more minutes. Don Hanasek has been in. He'll come back out for a sec. And now Kearney Catholic against the pressure. Throws it behind Yoakum. He'll pick it up and dribble the basketball. Come across the timeline. Give it to Pierce. Right back to him. He'll put it up. No good, but he's fouled. And Austin Kasperson has just fouled out of the basketball game. So the second player to foul out for Centura. Cameron Aiken fouled out a couple of minutes ago. And with 3:18 to go in the game, Austin Kasperson will foul out. 5 points, 3 rebounds tonight for the sophomore. And now Coach George Lytle is going to put in 5 more players. Some we've seen, some we haven't. Ben Roth, Seth Lindemeyer, Don Hanasek, Ryan Hanasek, and then Lamphere comes back into the ball game as well. At the line to shoot 2 will be Robbie Yoakum. Looking for his first point of the ball game, and the free throw is on the way, and it'll skip out, no good. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports Postgame Show will have all the final stats for you, and then the girls' game between the Stars and Centurions. Rematch of the conference championship. Yoakum's second free throw, it won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Grady Lamphere. He'll give the outlet pass to Ben Roth, and across the timeline comes the freshman point guard. Right-hand corner, they'll go to Hanasek. Now to Roth, right side. Everybody's on the right side. The overload, they'll get it back out to Lamphere. And a timeout, Centura. And it's going to be their final timeout. So with 3:01 to go in a basketball game, 75-48, Kearney Catholic, and we'll be back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, a muffler, or even a total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care, now offering computer alignments too. Then for your storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 and Kansas in Caro.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on KKPR. Centura out of their own timeout with a basketball, and Ryan Hanasek on the right wing, and a travel is going to be called. So the ball will come back over to the Stars, 2:54 to go in our ball game. Kearney Catholic running away here in the second half. They have scored 40 points so far in the half, and they're up 75-48. 23 points in the half here for Centura. So they're on the pace they were in the first half, which wasn't all that bad. James drives, leaves it off for Pierce, out to Squires. David holding the ball outside the arc, tries to get it inside to Eric Long, and can't get it to him. The ball's going to be taken away. The steal made by Ben Roth. Roth up the floor, goes to Hanasick in the right-hand corner, tries to force it into Lindemeyer. And Kearney Catholic reaching and poking, and there's a foul. It's going to go on Eric Long, who just checked in. Both teams are over the double bonus. And Seth Lindemeyer will go to the line and shoot two, so an opportunity to get in the scorebook from the charity stripe. And Seth puts the free throw up and in. Don't forget, more basketball Thursday will be in Minden as the Whippets take on Wood River starting at 6. So the second free throw, Lindemeyer hits it as well. So that'll make it 75-50 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Up the floor, Yoakum stops. Now everybody leaves him, so he shoots and hits the 12-footer. Yoakum was ready to pass, but both guys that were trying to cover him then went for the ball fake, and he was wide open. Centura ball in the front court. Don Hanasek with it. Picks his dribble up. Going to need some help. They're out of timeouts. They'll give it off to Ryan. Ryan on the right side. Back up top they go to Lamphere. And a double dribble on Centura. Not able to keep up with the Stars' speed there. Abe Clinch, Alex Lease back in for the Stars. Don't forget, we've also got wrestling coming up this weekend. It's district time. We'll be at the D3s at Amherst with the final Saturday at approximately 2. Heartland Hoops Classic all day Saturday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 9:30 until the final game tips at 8:15. Up top with it, Yoakum got a look at a three. He'll fire it, and it is no good. Stars have shot way fewer threes here in the second half, and nobody can run down the ball. It's out of bounds, so let's stay with the Stars. Kearney Catholic was 6 of 18 from three-point land in the first half, all made by Drew Butler. Here in the second half, they are 3 of 6. 3 of 7. Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Pierce up top. 90 seconds to go. Get it into Long. Long turns, another foul. And so Eric will go to the line to shoot two. Just a lot of reaching here by our subs. This time the foul's on Ryan Hanasek. And Eric Long, the 6'3 sophomore, gets a chance to shoot a pair of free throws. And the first free throw now by Long is on the way, and it is going to be off the front, no good. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dannebrog, and St. Labor. Second free throw, Eric Long on the way, and that's good. So Long gets his name in the scorebook tonight, and that makes it 78-50. Stars with the lead, coasting here in the fourth quarter. Up top with it is Ben Roth. Spin move, right wing, all the way to the baseline. Now picks his dribble up, needs some help. Lindemeyer just shoving Long out of the way and sneaking in from behind is Lamphere, and Grady will take the pass and score. 78-52, that's his first bucket. Yoakum brings it up, gives it off to Lease. Lease attacks the paint. He's got people all over him, puts it up, no good. Tip try, Abe Clinch got up and tipped it in. First bucket for Abe. And the Stars reach the 80-point plateau with a minute to go. Just the second time all year the Stars have made it to 80. First time was against Sandy Creek. Here's a nice little pick and roll inside. Lindemeyer can't get the shot to fall. Ball's loose. It's kicked around. It goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Brett James is going to come back into the ball game with 47 seconds left. And actually for Centura, 52 points. That is the second most points they have scored all year long, the 52 that they have tonight. Up the floor with it is Yoakum. They scored 53 in the loss to St. Paul. So one more bucket, and they're going to get beat, and they're going to have their highest point total of the year. They've only been over 50 twice all year. On the left wing with it is Yoakum. Back up top, here's Pierce for the three, and Creighton has it come off the front of the iron, no good. And a fight for the loose ball. We've got a foul called on the Stars. Grady Lamphere got the rebound, and Eric Long called for his second foul. 22 seconds remain, and a chance here for Lamphere to nail a couple of free throws, and Centura to go over the 53-point mark for the first time this year. Let's see if he can do it with 22 seconds remain. And the free throw is on the way and no good. Again, Kearney Catholic will be at Loup City Thursday. Centura will host Loup City Friday, and then they've got Sandy Creek Saturday. Kearney Catholic plays Adams Central Saturday in the Heartland Hoops Classic. Second free throw, no good. And Long will bring down the rebound. Here come the Stars with Robbie Yoakum. 15 seconds remaining. Looking for the back cut. Pierce covered. Gives it off to James. James lobs it inside. Long got three. He'll give it off to Yoakum. Little contact. They'll let it go with 6 seconds to go. Stars a chance to get one shot away. Pierce throws it behind Abe Clinch, and it goes out of bounds with 1 second remaining in the basketball game. So all Centura has to do is throw it in. They've got a man open at the other end, but they started the clock too soon, and time ran out before they could get a shot away. So that's the end of this ball game, and Kearney Catholic and Centura both with their second highest output offensively of the year, but it ends up being a 28-point Kearney Catholic victory. Kearney Catholic 80 and Centura 52. We'll take a break. Can't be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Agricultural Services of Bolus and Caro offer the finest in crop production products and services. Their team members are always ready to service your needs with well-maintained equipment and quality products to protect and nourish your crop. For top yield, see the area leader in high-yield crop production. Agricultural Services of Bolus or Caro.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You know who Ed and Deb Stoltenberg are because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer in town. They carry Valley Irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance. All from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and all the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center knows it's already time to start thinking spring. Put your orders in for your track spikes now. Or, yes, it's little kids wrestling time. They've got the knee pads, the headgear, the singlets, every piece of gear you could need for the little kids wrestling season at Misco Sports. Open 7 days a week for your convenience on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Kearney Catholic 80, Centura 52 in our boys' game. The girls' game will tip off here in just a little over 20 minutes right now. Let's take a look at the final stats of our boys' game. A total of 8 players score for Centura. Ben Roth had 1 point. Dylan DeWitt, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Chase Welty, 16 points and a team-high 8 rebounds. He had 1 block. Austin Kasperson, 5 points and 3 rebounds. Ian Lemberg led the team in scoring with 17 points. He had 3 rebounds. Zach Roth, 3 points. Seth Littlemeyer, 2 points, 1 rebound. And Grady Lampier, 2 points and 3 rebounds. I had Centura for 10 rebounds in each half. They did not attempt a free throw in the first half. 2 of 4 the third quarter, 3 of 6 in the fourth quarter. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 of the first half, and 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Centura, 12 in the first half and 13 in the second half. The Centurions had 25 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and Centura will finish with 52 points, their second most of the year. They had 20 rebounds, 5 of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, and 25 turnovers. As Centura will fall to 1-14 on the season. They shot 53% from the field, 21 of 40. Coach Lytle can't ask probably for any more than what they did offensively tonight against the top 10 team in Kearney Catholic. And up next, as we said, Centura will host Loup City Friday, welcome in Sandy Creek Saturday, and then travel to Hastings St. Cecilia on the 19th. We'll take a break and look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. PCCPA.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Melzac Service of Dannebrog is geared up to help you in the fields, repairing international and all tractor brands, irrigation parts, and accessories. Melz has just what you need. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud sponsor of the Centurion.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Kearney Catholic. Jared Reinke had 3 points, all free throws, one rebound. Jacob O'Brien, 4 points, a rebound, and a block. Keegan Fitzgerald had 18 points, but 16 of those were in the third quarter tonight. He had two rebounds. Abe Clinch had 2 points and a rebound. Tyson Colling, 3 points and a rebound. Brian Hoosman, 4 points, five rebounds. Robbie Yoakum had 2 points. David Squires, 3 points, three rebounds. Drew Butler had a game-high 25 points. 22 of those were in the first half. He hit six threes in the first half, one rebound, one block shot. Alex Leese, 2 points, one rebound. Eric Long, 1 point, one rebound. And Matt Bowman in the basketball game tonight ends up with 13 points, a game-high 10 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 10 in the first half. 12 of 21 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 6 of 18 in the first half, and all the makes were by Drew Butler. 3 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 7 in the second half. The Stars had 35 points at halftime. They pour in 45 points in the second half, and Kearney Catholic will finish with 80 points, 27 rebounds, 19 out of 31 at the free throw line, 9 out of 26 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 10 turnovers. As Kearney Catholic, who moved into the number 10 spot in the C1 rankings today, improves to 13-6 on the season with the 80-52 win over Centura. The Stars will be at Luke City Thursday, take on Adams Central at 1:30 Saturday at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, and then a makeup game Monday at Grand Island Central Catholic, which I guess just kills my Monday, but that'll be over in Grand Island on Monday. And Coach Donnelly's joins us here in the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, the way the game went after the first quarter almost made me forget about the first quarter. It seemed very sluggish out there for both teams. You were, I guess, content to bring the ball up, see what Centura was doing. They do some things differently defensively, and then Drew Butler started picking them apart with those three-pointers, and a 10-point lead at half ends up being a nice 28-point win for your ball club. You scored 80 points in this ball game tonight, second-highest total of the year.
Yeah, you know, and right off the bat, we tried some different things out there defensively to kind of, you know, see what we need to work on some things. And good thing Centura showed us what we need to work on there in that first 4 minutes. We're down 12-3 right off the bat. You know, and then I said, well, let's go back to our run and jump press. And we did a good job of that in the second, you know, rest of the first quarter, second quarter, and most of the third quarter. And then we tried some different things throughout the game. Because we need to figure some things out on some of our zone presses that we're doing. The kids did a good job of really attacking, and they ran a 1-2-2 zone on us. And, you know, we start curling Butler on some things and getting some open looks, and Drew did a good job of hitting the shots. And then all of a sudden Keegan did start hitting some shots in the second or in the third quarter there. And the guys started getting in the ball and so on and so forth, too. So, you know, it was nice to see those guys step up and hit some shots because we're going to need those down the stretch.
You did leave Drew in as your only starter after you guys fell behind by 9. Was that a wake-up call? Is that what you wanted to do? Was that your plan? Or did it wake the guys up when you put them in the second time? It appeared to.
Well, you know, like I said, we were trying to work on a little bit of a 1-2-2 matchup stuff. And we didn't do a good job of talking and communicating, and they did a good job. And I just said, well, fellas, let's go back to what Don Leese usually does, the bread and butter of man-to-man in your face, and let's get after some things here. And they did that. And the guys did a good job. You know, we had three freshmen, a sophomore, and a junior in there, and we went on a 14-2 run. So then all of a sudden those guys were excited to get back in the game and wanting to see what they can do. And, that's what was nice about it is they came in and really started playing good basketball. Like I said, we were down 12-3 after the first 4 minutes, and we did a good job from there on.
Well, I wanted to check a couple of things, and my recollection is right. You guys are taking care of the ball a lot better here the last three or four ball games.
Yeah, and that's kind of been one of our main points is to try move the ball, hit the open cutter. Sometimes, you got to, take the air out of it a little bit and move it around. But, just like against Ravenna and against St. Paul, we took 58 shots. It's not like we're not going to take them when we have them. But, we're trying to take care of the basketball because it's getting close to that sub-district time where, the possessions really, really count. Beginning of the year, we kind of play loosey-goosey, free moving, go after things. So that way, they don't get tight and stuff when these games come down to stretch like this. Hopefully, the kids understand, possessions are very, very important when you get against those solid teams and in sub-district time.
Centura did shoot 52% tonight. Is that a concern at all?
Well, it is a little bit. The one thing that we're not doing a very good job of is on certain parts we're not rotating right. But, we'll watch a little bit of film tomorrow and I'll show them, where this guy needs to be. It's a communication thing. When this guy goes to trap and he's trapping, everybody's got to, rotate to a different man and rotate to a different spot. We just pick and choose where we want to trap and try to trap sometimes. And that's going to be our Achilles heel is we need to talk and communicate. Sometimes we're not the best at that yet.
Finally, were you surprised when somebody had to tell you that you were ranked 10th this morning?
I was. That was surprising. Like I told the guys, when we play basketball and we put forth a ton of effort, we can play with some of those teams. We got to hit some shots. We're like you said. I told them we're doing a better job of taking care of the basketball. I was not, going to run out and go grab a, paper to see if we were ranked or anything. That surprised the heck out of me. My principal comes up to me and he's like, you guys are ranked. And I said, what do you mean we're ranked? He's like, well, the Omaha World Herald has you ranked now. And I said, what? I said, it must be a misprint, you look at the people we've played, they got a combine of about seven losses or six losses out of our, seven or six losses that we have. It's a tough schedule, which is what we want to do. I love playing those teams. It gets you better, gets you, ready for what's coming down in 2 weeks.
All right, Coach, Thursday at Loop City, then the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday and Central Catholic Monday, so you're going to stay busy. Why don't you go get some rest?
Yeah, we've got a little NBA schedule here right now.
Thanks, Don. Congratulations. Thank you. Don Lease joins us, and that's going to wrap up the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have a pretty quick turnaround with a girls' game, which is going to tip off here in about 15 minutes between the Stars and Centurions, a rematch of the Loup Platte Conference Championship. Again, the final, Kearney Catholic, paced by the 25 points of Drew Butler, down Centura 80-52. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. It's cold out there. Red Ledge ski pants and coats are on sale. Check out the great selection of stocking caps and gloves as well to keep you warm at Misco's. We'll take a quick break. Be back in less than 10 minutes with girls' action on KKPR.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro is who to call. Bosch, a name in Nebraska that's synonymous with quality welding. Call a Bosch for a tight weld.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.